Martin Regan, suppose just after the full-time score here in Davy Brennan Memorial Park, 18 points to 114. It was a real humdinger of a championship tie, an old rivalry between yourselves and Ardra.
Yeah, look, it literally went down to the very last kick there, so it did. And look, we're glad to come out on the right side of it because we needed the 2 points after losing last week. But a lot of our performance now, we'd been disappointed with, and a lot of aspects of our play that we know we can improve on. So we look forward to getting back down to the field now during the week to see if we can iron out a few of them different difficulties.
Playing at home today was an advantage, but suppose our draw came and look, they weren't here to make up the numbers.
No, they weren't. And, you know, they came off the back of a good performance against Iru last week, and I suppose they got the good start there tonight as well. They got the goal early to give them that bit of confidence, bit of momentum. So no, look, they were there, right? It was score for score pretty much the whole way through the game. We just couldn't get away. I thought we got to grips with the game there during the second half, but we couldn't get the scores to pull it away at all, and we kept them in the game, and they took full advantage of it every time they went forward. I thought Kyle McHugh was exceptional tonight, some of the scores he kicked, but again, he got too much time, too much space to kick some of them 3 pointers that he kicked, because we would have looked at him as being a threat after his performance last week. But he delivered again there tonight. He was brilliant, and they kept hanging in there, and I suppose in the end up we were lucky to get what we got out of it.
Just looking at in the first half, Martin, your runners from deep, the likes of Max Campbell, Kevin McGettigan, Finbar Rorty, that platform really opened up, you know, that Ardra defence at times, but just maybe you didn't get that goal opportunity. They were phenomenal in the back line for Ardra tonight.
I thought some of our final passes were poor in the first half too. We had a few opportunities where we looked we were in and maybe just give the wrong fist pass maybe, or took the wrong option at times. It could have been a wee bit more clinical, and that kind of continued into the second half as well. And you know, it was a pattern of our play from last week as well. So look, there are all things to work on. It's never any harm to have things that you can work on in training as well.
You haven't a bad bench either, I suppose, Martin. In the second half you brought on Kevin Gallagher, you also brought in Charles McGuinness as well as Leo McLoone and the Brick Malloy, and suppose that experience, it's good to have it.
Yeah, it's invaluable, you know, at any stage of the game to know that you have them boys to turn to at any stage, and no matter what 15 we pick on any given week, we know we'll have 5, 6, 7 subs that can all make a difference. And you know, for the second week running, even though we didn't get the result last week, we finished the game strongly again today, and the subs all made a difference 2 weeks running, and that's going to be important going forward, because you have a lot of games week on week and you'll pick up injuries no doubt, and it's important to have them options. So they made a huge difference coming on today again, definitely.
It looked like with a minute or so to go that Ardra had this one won, but you guys never panicked. They were really, really calm in possession, and I suppose the Brick kicking a 2-pointer.
Yeah, it was a huge, obviously, you know, we needed that at that stage. You know, we finished with 2 scores, but I think we needed a 2-pointer at that stage. I don't think we would have got time to get two 1-pointers as such. That was a huge score from Brick, but again, we know he has that in his locker. I think we might have had an advantage that time as well, so it was well worth a goal. But no, it was a huge kick from Brick, and definitely you need that impact off the bench.
Your first victory in the Michael Murphy Senior Football Championship tonight here at home, and you'll be a happy man tonight, but suppose you'll be scratching your head with some of the performances out there today.
Definitely. Look, we're glad to get 2 points on the board, but as I say, the performance, you know, there's huge amounts of work to do, but you know, the boys will come down, they will work hard now over the next couple of weeks, and we will improve as the year goes on, hopefully.